Victoria Martin will be leading the first hiking club's outing up Rainbow Falls. The trailhead is located across the street from Shoemaker Harbor. Hikers should meet there around 8:45 in the morning, and the hike will start at 9 sharp, rain or shine. Martin describes the Rainbow Falls Trail for those who may not know it.
It's boardwalk all the way up. Once you get past the second marker or the second platform up there, and it splits off and goes up above Institute, it gets a little steeper. But it is beautiful boardwalk, and the Forest Service does an extraordinary job of taking care of that trail. And, of course, there's the two lookouts up there. Both give you different views of the falls themselves and then down onto the ocean, you know, down through the trees. It's lovely. There's a great place to sit up there.
Martin says the hike should take around 3 hours.
We're just going to go up the trail and see how everybody feels. We'll definitely try to go to the second platform, maybe the 1 mile marker, and see if there's more adventurous folks. Then, you know, we'll go on up from there.
Hikers should wear appropriate footwear and clothing.
A lot of people just wear their extra tufts or rubber boots. I'll probably go up in I have a pair of tennis shoes that I wear in the trail, so if they get muddy, it's no problem. It should be dry this time of year. It's not too slippery. Some people like to bring little grippers just because the boards can be slippery, but I don't think they're really necessary. And, of course, you know, typical Wrangell, you got to kind of prepare. It might be a little drizzly up there, so you might want to bring a rain jacket and some layers.
Other items to bring include bug repellent and, of course, water. The hike will wrap up around noon, so participants should also bring a picnic lunch to eat at Shoemaker Shelter afterwards. Martin explains how the hiking club was formed.
The whole purpose for the hiking club was to get people who might not normally go out by themselves. They're either not comfortable hiking by themselves or have not been to these places and would be more comfortable with a group or a couple of people the first time. So that's how it all got started.
While 27 people have so far signed up for the club, Martin says it's open for everyone.
We're really hoping that families and younger members of our community will definitely want to join us. So it's not just for older people. It's all age groups.
And the club is also open to all fitness levels.
We really tried to make this a good cross-section of some more difficult and some less difficult hikes. What I got is a consensus from all of the people who are going to lead, which are all experienced at hiking these trails, is that all of them are really doable, even if you're not in the greatest shape. It's really more a matter of taking the time. And so I don't want people to be discouraged by some of these. Yes, some of them will be a little steeper. Some of them will get out there in the muck, will be off trail a little bit. But all of them are doable if we take our time.
This Saturday's Rainbow Falls hike is just the first of 9 guided hikes taking place this summer. All hikes will be held on Saturdays and start around 9 in the morning. The next hike will be next Saturday, June 21st.
We're going to do Fool's Inlet, and Danny Strom is going to lead that one, and that, of course, is out the road. So we'll meet at Volunteer Park, 9 o'clock in the morning, and carpool out. So we'll take as few cars as we need to take out there, and he will lead us down that trail. Part of it is trail, part of it is not, but he's very experienced, and so he's going to take us to someplace I've never been, and I'm very excited about that. And that's what I'm hoping, is that I'm going to get to see a lot of the island that I have never seen before.
For each hike, there will always be a guide leading in the front and another guide in the back. Other hiking club outings for the summer include Salamander Ridge, Turn Island, Long Lake, and Tom's Lake. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.